Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and happy Wednesday to each and every one of you. I'm excited about today's episode because we have a returning guest, Mr. Radish Tedlar, and he's coming on to finish the conversation we began 2 weeks ago, speaking about the Business Growth Alliance, because we are all at a point now. It's the new year. It's today's the 30th of January, and we have just one more day remaining, and it's time for us to really get into high gears about what it is we are looking to do with our business. So I'm excited about having Mr. Tedlar back on again to share his skills and expertise with us. As always, you are welcome to call in, and the number to call is 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. The chat room is up and running, and if you have some friends that you think will benefit from this conversation, I want for you to just tweet them or give them a call and let them know to join in, because we are live on the air and we are just so very excited about what is about to take place here. While we wait on my guest to call in, he will be calling in momentarily, I want to just remind you that in business and in our careers and everything, regardless of what we do, we need to come to a time when we decide that we are going to give it all that we have. We must at all times maximize our potential. We must maximize our potential. And you're probably thinking, well, what does that mean? I'm putting in 24 hours a day at work. I'm going home. I'm still doing some stuff and all of that. Maximize your potential by, you know, getting a piece of paper and jot down on that piece of paper what are all your strengths, what you bring to the business. Are you really maximizing every aspect of who you are? Are you meeting with other resources? Are you networking with the right people? Are you asking for the help that is needed? Because I know for me, there are times when I need help and I'm thinking, oh no, I'm not going to ask. I don't want to ask anybody. And I know especially my clients that are male, a lot of times they say, oh, men don't ask for help. Well, I'm telling you, everybody asks for help. And it doesn't show that you are weak. It shows that you are strong. Leaders ask for help at all times. So, again, remember you can call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. My honored guest this morning is going to be Mr. Radish Tedla. And he was on 2 weeks ago. We began a conversation about the Business Growth Alliance, and he's going to be back on again this morning. So I'm very excited about that. He's under the weather and he's having the flu, but he is still calling in because he is committed to having this conversation. So get your papers and be ready to gather all the information that you want about growing your business. Remember, for anything to happen in our lives, whether it is personal or in business, we must decide to take action. So first, you make a decision that enough is enough. I got to get something else in place. Once you make that decision, then you're going to want to write it down. You write it down not only as a reminder, but you write it down to make it happen. Once you write it down, that's another means of commitment, you know, of commitment to it. And you decide that I am going to be doing everything that it takes to make sure this goal is manifested and I get what I want. Because until you decide to make a decision, it doesn't matter what he tells you this morning or in the program, if you decide you want to go through the course with us. If you don't make the decision to commit to that, then nothing is going to happen. So I'm excited about the conversation this morning, and I hope that you are excited about it as well. So call everybody up. Everybody's looking now to have their business grow to the next level. And you know, what's the next level? The next level to each and every one of us is a different place. So each and every one of us have to decide and pin down what does the next level mean for us and what does the next level looks like for us. I know for me, I want to be doing more speaking in other countries. I live in the United States, but I know I just started a nonprofit in Jamaica, and that nonprofit is going to be feeding children at my old school in Jamaica, and I'm excited about that project. So that's something I'm going to be visiting over there to work with. I'm also going to be partnering with other people in my network to do empowering programs in other countries. So as you stay tuned and as you keep supporting me on this radio show, you are going to be hearing much, much more about all these different projects. And I just pray that you will see it fit to join in and support us in everything that we are doing. So again, I am looking for your support. For those of you who are ready to support, I want for you to visit. We have a web page up. We have a web page on GoFundMe.com. Again, it is GoFundMe.com. And that's where you can go and donate your funds towards the Carmel Moravian School Breakfast Feeding Program, as well as the cafeteria building. So I look forward for your support there, and tell everybody else that you can. You know, we are looking. A dollar goes a far way. Our donations start at $5. So if you have $1, you can find four more friends that has $1 as well, and you can use that dollar to contribute to the breakfast feeding program. So we look for your support there. If you have an organization where you think I can do a presentation about the breakfast feeding program, by all means, message me here or message me on Facebook or send me an email at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com and let me know. We would love for you to come and speak to our organization or our club about the breakfast feeding program. So again, we are waiting on my honored guests to call in. And then we are going to get the ball rolling this morning. It's going to be a great day. It's a beautiful, beautiful winter morning here in Connecticut. And we are not having any snow. We had snow 2 days ago, and now it's all melted. But it's foggy. It's a bit foggy here this morning in Connecticut, but it is still a gorgeous day. Of course, you all know every day above ground zero is a beautiful day. So if you are just joining, I want to remind you that stay connected with the right people. Acquire the knowledge that you need to build on what you are doing. Know that it is never too late to begin to cultivate and feed your greatest potential. Because, you know, I know the older we get in life, the wiser we become. And the wiser we become, the more responsible we become. And we say, well, you know, I got to do this for me. I remember when all of you who have been following me for a while know that I did continuing education. So I went to school as an adult. I went to traditional college and I went to college online as well. I did a mixture of both. And I was so excited when I made the dean's list at Ashford University. And I just did a huge email blast about becoming a member, a student on the dean's list. And I can remember one of my friends from Canada sent me an email back and said, girl, you are supposed to make the dean's list because you are paying your own tuition and you're paying your own school fee. And I look at it and I reply and I said to her, you are so mean. But on second thought, as I thought about it, a lot of the young people who are in college, if they were like more responsible for their tuition, maybe they wouldn't waste so much time. So I think that was a food for thought that she gave me, saying that you are the one that's paying the bill, so you don't want to make sure you don't want to make any waste in your money. So you always make sure you give your best. So it's the same thing here as business owners or as entrepreneurs. We always want to get the best. Yes, we can get the best only by giving the best. And this is why every Wednesday morning between the hours of 10 to 12 noon, I make this commitment to you to help you get all that you need for building your business. Everything that you need for building your business. Because right now, when we have the internet at our fingertips, nothing is missing. We can always get everything that we want. For example, if my honored guest this morning, if he had to go into a studio, he would probably back out and say, oh no, I'm not up to it because I'm under the weather, I'm having the flu. But with technology, he can get on his phone and we can have a conversation. So these are all the things that are available to us, and we need to use them as much as we can, and know that as entrepreneurs and as small business owners, we are not only doing business in our local zip code, we are doing business globally. So I know each and every day when I wake up, I'm looking to serve people, serving people all over the world, all over the world. And you can do the same. So whether you are a brick and mortar business, whether you're a mom and pop store, whatever you're doing, you can be serving people globally. I was listening to a lady who has a gourmet bakery, and based on what I was listening to her, she was saying she has only online business. She does not have a bakery that's open because she says when people go online and they order my things, instead of me just filling up the tray and depending on people to walk in to buy my desserts, she says somebody go online. They're having a reunion. They're having a shower. They're having a christening, whatever event they're having. And they want 200 or 300 mini cakes or something. And they order that. And she said, all that I need to do is to ship it to them. So that is great because there's no spoilage. There's no loss. And she can capitalize on the business. So I'm very excited because my honored guest is now on the phone. And I'm going to get him on momentarily. Good morning, Mr. Tedler. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much, Daphne.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
You're not. Yes, I can hear you now. You're not doing great, but I know that you are doing your best. And I, you know, I'm so excited that you took the time, even though you are not feeling well, for the past 4 or 5 days, committed to invest in the listeners. And that speaks about the volume and passion that you have for what you do. So thank you very much.
You're welcome, Daphne.
I know you were on, as I was telling the listeners before you calling, you were on 2 weeks ago and you began a conversation about the Business Growth Alliance. I'm going to go back over that conversation because it's an archive, and I can tell you we already have over 600 downloads on that show. So people are gathering the information. So I'm excited about that. So people can always go back to that. But what I would love for you to do, introduce yourself to the people, for those who are hearing you for the first time this morning. Just give and they're going to go to the Business Growth Alliance.
Okay. My name is Rajesh Tedla. I'm the CEO for BRT Management Group. And one of the things we do and work with small and medium-sized businesses and really help them grow and reach the next stage, whatever stage, as defined business owners or the entrepreneur, whatever way you want to look at it. Bring over 23 years of experience from the corporate world. So I worked with Fortune 10 companies all the way to a small, what I call a startup company with 3 to 5 employees. So I have the breadth and the width of experience working with all sizes of companies. And what my company and I bring to the table is really bringing the best practices from some of the top Fortune companies and simplifying them and making it easy for the startups and the small companies to use and have the same benefits. That is the biggest value I and my organization bring to the small businesses.
Thank you so much, Raj. Let us look on the point you mentioned about startup business. Let us look on startup business.
So, Daphne, for some reason you're breaking up.
Oh,
is that
shit. No, let me see here. Okay, is that any better?
Now I can hear you, yes, thank you.
Yeah, I was saying you mentioned startup companies. And
yeah.
Probably go back and listen to the conversation that we had 2 weeks ago. They see the layout of the Business Growth Alliance. How can somebody who is just starting up, how can they benefit from the Business Growth Alliance? And would you highly recommend that this is something that they can take advantage of their planning phase of starting their business?
Yes, I mean, you can take advantage. The Business Growth Alliance has been built for even if you are a single business owner, like a one-person-owned business, or a 100-people business.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back and look at the entrepreneur world, one of the major differences between a big company and a small one-person, 5-person, 10-person company is you don't have a support system. An example would be is when I was in GE, basically, I had a group of people I could go to and ask for their expertise or help in solving a problem, developing a product, or a service. In a small business, you need to do all of it by yourself, especially, like you said, startup. And the way I define startup is 1 to 10 employees is a startup. So the owner or the entrepreneur has to wear the 9 different hats to grow the business. They have to do the product development, they have to do the marketing, they have to do the selling, they have to deliver the service.
I like what you say about that later, because a startup too, even before you get to the one which is yourself and 10, you are sitting down and you are putting all these component into place. But what I like about the program that you have developed, that although you might be the sole proprietor or the entrepreneur, you don't need to wear all those other hats, because the program breaks down and it shows you what you need to have in place to make sure you are not bogged down, stressed out, and burnt out with wearing all these other hats. And in the program, when they go back, they're going to hear all the different hats that you point out there. But as I was saying, where you came on is that with the internet at our fingertips now, we are no longer only doing business in our local community or zip code, but we can gather all these other experts that can help us to be living and having the experience of a small corporation, although we appear to be a one-man show.
Yes.
You mentioned about best practices. And a lot of times in entrepreneurial arena and small business, people look at a term like that and they say, oh, no, that only applies to big corporations. Would you like lay out for the listeners about how best practices impact us as entrepreneurs or a small business owner?
Yes, I can give you a couple of examples, but there are two things I would like to touch here, Daphne. The first one is you're talking about really wearing different hats. I want to give a very specific example for the things. I understand finance, I understand QuickBooks, and I need to maintain that so that I can do my taxes right and report it. Without that, my business will be in trouble. But that is an activity which I am not passionate about, and I used to spend anywhere from 15 to 20 hours every month working on this. But that is not what I really like to do. I really like to work with entrepreneurs. I really want to help solve their problems. So, and I had a young lady who started her own QuickBooks and accounting practice. So when she came for help to me, we came up with a system where I was coaching her. And since she was a startup and she could not have a lot of money to spend for coaching, she said, sir, I would help you with your QuickBooks and your financial things. Mm-hmm. So it was a good barter system for us.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You know something, Raj? I was listening to Susan Evans this past weekend. She is a woman who moved from, she used to work in the Broadway industry. And a little less than 5 years ago, she gave up her secretarial job and went into entrepreneurial business. And she was sharing, she said, you know, when you talk to people, they wouldn't pay their housekeeper $3,000 to do their housekeeping. But she said, when you give up your passion of doing your business to do the housekeeping, that actually that is what you're doing. So why not go out there, hire somebody, work the money and hire somebody to do it, which is what you're sharing. And
Yes. You
just made it even better that we can barter our service.
Yes.
And, you know, it was not until about 2 months ago I fully understood how barter helps you build your business. The person, although no money is exchanging hands, I can refer your business to somebody else and vice versa. And this is what I want these small business owners to listen. Don't dispute bartering, thinking that, oh, no money is exchanging hands. Because in the long run, if you can see the end before the beginning, if you can see the beginning and the end together in sight, and you keep looking, you say, oh, my heavens, you know, looking the way Raj travels and the way he does business, this will be a great referral system for me. And I'm sure that young lady saw that advantage, and that was why she came in. And thanks for pointing out that, because you know what a lot of small business people says? I don't have the money to hire XYZ. And we cannot afford to say we don't have the money to do it. We got to make the money to make it happen, because we are not doing our customers, our client, any justice when we shortchange them by trying to do everything ourselves.
Yes, Daphne, I can share one more example also. I am not a big salesperson, but there is one other small company. They are about 15 employees. They have 4 sales reps who do the sales calls. And he was looking to help their sales rep train. So I train his sales reps. And these people, when they're calling on their customers, they sell their products and services. And they always go back and say, hey, are you interested in some of the services which Raj Dedla does? So again, that is one other barter system. I train 4 of
Beautiful.
Their salespeople, and they go back and try to sell my services along with their mm-hmm. services.
That's right, and I think we're people. I just want to cheat a little and tell people when they go back to listen the first episode we did with you 2 weeks ago. I want them to pay specific attention to where you mentioned about building core groups in the
yes.
business, because that can be one aspect of that. So it's always good to listen with intentions and know what you're listening for. Now, I think you touched on it briefly when you had your opening dialogue, but I want you to, like, bullet point, if you may, what type of small businesses can truly benefit from the Business Growth Alliance? Because people are going to listen and they read and see your powerful corporate background, and they're going to think, oh, no, this is not for me. But you have done this for many years with small businesses. Would you like bullet points some of the businesses that greatly benefits from the Business Growth Alliance?
I mean, the principles are so universal that it doesn't matter what kind of business you want to. So let us say if you are a retail business selling some consumer goods, or if you are a business selling professional services or coaching services, it does not matter what you are selling. There are 2 things which are very critical for people. Are they very ambitious and they really want to grow their business? And are they willing to listen, willing to learn, and try some new things to grow their business? If they have these two things, everything else they will get from the program.
You know, I like that, Raj, because, you know, as entrepreneurs, we tend to have a tendency that we need to just work hard instead of working smart. And as I look on this program, I say, my God, this is created to help small business owners and entrepreneurs to work smart instead of hard. Because hard does not mean better, you know? Smart is what is going to get us there. And as entrepreneurs and small business owners, that's what we need to understand. You don't necessarily need to work hard. Just work smart. And that is part of, you know, where you have a network. Like you mentioned that company, when they go out, it's a dual sale they are doing. They're selling for you. And I'm sure when you go out, you do the same thing for them. So I think it's like a paradigm shift for us. Is we have to just change our thought process when it comes to how we do our business.
And it's very, very important that you can develop a network. And if you want to grow faster, that network is the one which will really help you to grow.
That's right. That's right. Because you know something? Every 10 people that you have in your network, they are getting in touch with at least 2,000 people that you don't know and you will never meet. But when you take the time to let them understand about what it is you are doing, they can go out there and effectively sell your product and service just like you would have. So this is why we have to really look into expanding our numbers. There's a saying that says our network depends fully on our net worth will be dependent on our network. Because I know one person in my resource, he does not look at his mailing list. He doesn't look at it as numbers, as per head. He look at it as dollar amount. Because he says, people who know that I have X amount of people in my network, when they are looking to launch a new product or a new company, they come to me and they said, can you do a webinar with us? We want to reach your people. And he said, then I decide to have a discussion with them about what it is they are launching. And then I come up with a dollar amount that I need to get out of that launch based on the amount of people that I'm marketing to. So all these information would not be available to us unless we are networking with other people and to get into a lot of the trends there. Let us go back into more specifications about the Business Growth Alliance. One of the things that small business people and entrepreneurs always think, I don't have the time to invest in that. For somebody who is going to commit to this program, what the time frame that they should be looking into investing in this program?
First of all, the first question to answer your question is, if they do not have time to improve themselves, grow themselves, then they cannot help their customers grow.
That's right. That's right.
So basically, right. I tell people is, at least 5 to 10% of your time has to be to consistently learn and improve whatever process, whatever product or service you're delivering.
You know, Raj, I'm glad you picked that up and answered that question, because when we are in business, really and truly, it's not about us. It's about our clients and customers.
Yes.
Right. So continue with the answer, please.
So the program, pretty much the program, the way we have designed it is about 32 hours spread about 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And 32 hours will be one-on-one with us in the classroom or online.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then after that, once a month for 2 hours for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much 32 plus 12, that is 48 hours is pretty much the time people spend. And after that, go ahead. So what we do in this is we have a group of like 15 or 20 companies, and within that, we help them to go back and become four or five groups of mastermind alliances. Let us say we have 20 people in the group. We divide them into four groups of five people each. And we help them to learn how to help each other and form their own mastermind alliance. And after that, they continue on their own and they help each other once they learn that. It is not part of us anymore. They have their own group and they develop it and they nurture it.
I want you to break down and explain for that entrepreneur and small business person who don't understand what a mastermind group is and what it does for them. Would you please take some time to explain that to them?
Sure, definitely. What a mastermind is, the basic philosophy behind a mastermind is five brains or five people ideas are better than one person ideas. So one person can come up with five ideas, but when you put on five or six people heads together and brainstorm, you got 25 to 30 ideas. That way, you can come up with the most optimal solution for your customer, for your problem, or whatever that you're trying to solve. So that is the premise for it. And if you go back and look at the research, innovation, creativity, all of that comes when you look at it from different angles. I will share a small example for you to clarify that. Basically, there was a truck which was trying to force it well on a highway, and then the driver sees that the bridge is a little bit low. He does not pay attention to it, and he tries to go in there. And then the big truck gets stuck underneath the bridge, and it can't go forward or backward. And this happens, and the chief engineer is called. And it was a Sunday. He was enjoying and having fun with his daughter. And then he gets the phone call saying that the traffic is all jammed up. Please come and help us. So he goes there with his daughter. And all these engineers are thinking, what is the best way to do it so that the truck is not destroyed, the material is not destroyed, the bridge itself is not destroyed. And then suddenly the daughter of the engineer, who is like 11 years old, she says, "Dad, the height of that is so small. Why don't you just flatten the tires and move forward? You'll be all set."
From the mouth of a child.
Of 11-year-old.
11-year-old. 11-year-old. And guess what? I'm just going to just glout a little. 11-year-old female. But, you know, that is very deep that you just said there. Because you have all these colors there, and nobody thought of that.
Exactly.
Flatten the tire, and it's going to go forward. What a story! What a story! Something else that just came to mind. We mentioned about classroom opportunity to do the training, and we also mentioned online. And
yes.
So, people are probably going to be thinking, so if I'm going to be doing this training online, that means it's going to include people from all over the world. How can I benefit from a mastermind that way?
I mean, it is pretty much the same way. Because 11-year-old, she could have given ideas to engineers and all these experienced people who are struggling to solve a problem, you can get from their perspective. So
right.
I will give you an example. If you go back and look at some of the people from like India and all, they're also struggling for funds. So they might have some ideas of how to do it lean and mean startups. So without spending a lot of money, how do you get? And they might have their own ideas, which they might share with you that benefits your business.
And the point I want you to bring out to the people is that mastermind doesn't mean you and I are sitting across the table in the same room. It simply means that you and I can be on the video talking. We can be on Skype talking. We can be on the phone. Not because we are not present together. That doesn't mean the information is any less valuable. So I want people to begin to expand their horizon and look in that. No, things, I don't have to physically be in the presence. For example, you and I know we are in two different towns. We're not in the same building. Yet we are impacting, if everybody tune in, 85,000 people, because that's the amount of listeners I have on this radio show. We could sit down and say, we don't have a studio to do the show, so we're not going to do it. But no, this opportunity is allowing us to meet a broader number of people.
And Daphne, on the same lines, let me share one example with you. One of my hobbies is I work with a lot of college students and help them to learn new tools so that they can get good jobs.
Mm.
So I just finished a training on Lean Six Sigma, which is a powerful tool for anybody to get, and it really helps them with a job.
Mm-hmm.
So I have students from India, I have students from China, I have students from New Zealand, I have from Texas, from Connecticut, where I am, from Atlanta, Georgia, and from Austin, Texas, California, Phoenix, Arizona. So these are all the students from across. They are sitting in front of their computers, in their PJs or whatever they are sitting comfortably, and learning
That's one
of the most powerful tools they can learn.
Learn. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. For people in other countries who English is not their native language, how can they take advantage of the Business Growth Alliance system?
We will make it as simple as possible, and the sessions will be recorded, and they will get a username and a password. So if they want to go back and listen to it or look at it a couple of times to get themselves comfortable, they will have access to it for the next 3 months or so.
Right. And for those who are interested in really taking advantage of it, once it is recorded, if they want to get a relative who probably understand the language better, they could listen it with them and help them over the little humps. But this program and this system is extremely, extremely user-friendly. All component, all aspect of it is thought about, because we know now we cannot only just focus for one language or one ethnicity.
Yes.
We have to focus for everybody. So listen, anything that you can think about, we have already thought about that, and it is going to be included in the system. I want to remind the listeners that they can call in 646-915-8166. I am on with Mr. Radish Tedla, and he's continuing the conversation about the Business Growth Alliance System, which is a program created solely for small business owner and startup business. Whether you're a brick and mortar, whether you're a consultant, whether you're a carpet cleaner, it doesn't matter what you are, what type of business, you can definitely use this to bring about a change in your business, both financially and otherwise. This program will give you the visibility your business need, because of the way it is structured. It's like step by step by step formula for you to use in the comfort of your home, and you can really get the result that you are looking for. Are you there, Raj?
Yes, I'm here.
Is there something on your mind that you want to mention now that I haven't asked you yet?
One of the things you were mentioning about a best practice, I wanted to give you an example of a best practice also.
Okay, go ahead.
So if you go back and look at the bigger companies, the Fortune 500, the Fortune 1000, Fortune 2000, each one of them, they have what we call a strategic plan. The strategic plan is for 3 years. It is 60 to 80 pages, 100 pages, and they have an operating plan. They have a lot of experts on their staff who spends days together putting this together. That is a best practice. Now, when I go and talk to a small business and say, you need to do a business plan, they say, oh my God, that is so much time consuming.
Mm.
What we have taken that whole process and we made that into what we call an A-size strategic plan. A-size paper is 11.5 by 17 two-sided. So it's like two-page either side, and the whole strategy plan for a small business will be on this one-page two sides.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a best practice, taking it, simplifying it, and within a few hours, working with people, helping them to answer some questions, we develop their strategy, and everything is put together in a span of 4 to 6 hours. That is a best practice, taking it from the big companies, taking this all the great things, simplifying the process so that the small businesses can take and leverage that as well.
Yeah, and I think this is more friendly to small business owners and entrepreneurs, because I don't know why we all dread, and I'm saying we because I'm no exception. Once we hear the word business plan, we all begin to freak out and we just lose it. But if when we look on a one-pager, two-side, that is going to help us. All of a sudden, we are not as scared as we were before we do that. So it's all. And the other thing, too, if you are not networking and if you are not connected with the right people, you would know that that is available to you and that can have the same impact as the other business plan. Because once you have this properly designed, even if you are going to a bank to sit with a bank or someone to finance your business, you can go with this one page or two side, couldn't you?
You can go there. They might ask for additional details, but it helps the banker to gain interest, saying that because the bank people don't know much about the business plan as well. But this one pager can go back and explain to them how easily why your business is going to be successful, and they can trust in your business and give you money. So it is a good starting step. Then they might ask you for
that's right, because a lot of time.
Go ahead.
But that time, when once you go with that one sheeter, it allows them to be more specific as to what they want. Because as you rightfully say, a lot of bankers don't understand about the business plan you present them. And this is where a lot of the frustration coming in, because they keep asking people for different things and different stuff. And sometimes some of the things they're asking for does not apply to your business. So you get frustrated and you don't want to go back. But this one pager, just prioritize all the things that apply, and they can see it there, by, maybe by bullet points or whatever way.
Yes.
Well, this is what applies to this business, and they can be specific in asking you for what you want. And this saves time both on your side and also on the side of the banker or the finance company.
Mm-hmm. So definitely there are several uses to that. But the biggest use is it for the business owner and the entrepreneur who can go back and say, this is what I want to achieve. This is where I'm meeting my goals. This is where I'm not meeting the goals. This is where I need to focus more. Or this is where I need help.
Yeah, because this is it is easier for us to be able to follow it and apply it to the plan we have of our everyday. Because I know, even when they tell us to focus on the executive summary, a lot of times the language that it is listed, it's written in, it's confusing for even you, the business person or the entrepreneur. So when you have something that is laying out a strategy plan for you, that way it's going to help you to forge along much better.
Mm-hmm.
As sorry, you mentioned about the Business Growth Alliance is specifically for any type of business. Without mentioning the name of any company, can you like just mention some of the testimonials that you have had from different people who have gone through the program, I know you can call the names and everything, but I know you have done this program all over the world. But if you could just pick out some businesses and what their growth look like and how they benefit from the program, just so the people know that you're not just up here hyping it up. They can hear from other companies' point of view.
So let me give you different examples. There is one company, I think I mentioned about the company in Dubai I worked with last time.
Oh, yeah, the guy, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is a company pretty much which was making about $500,000 in sales every month. So on an average, they were doing about $6 million for the last 5 years. Once we took the Business Growth Alliance to them and we worked with them for almost a year, right now they are almost in the process of touching $10 million this year.
Mm.
So it's a jump from $6 million to $10 million.
Wow.
And in the next 2 years, their goal is to be a $30 million company.
Wow. Beautiful.
So when we started them, basically their 3-year plan was to get to $30
million. Mm-hmm.
And the first year was to grow it by $4 million, then to grow it by another $7 million, and then reach the $30 million target.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is one example of it. So there was an independent person. So he was having his own coaching and consulting practice.
Mm-hmm.
So he was doing about 150,000 to 200,000 a year. One-person shop. He was happy with it, but he really wanted to take it to the next level. So this was from last summer, basically. We finished his plan, I think, was in between May and June, and we worked through the whole thing. Since then, he was planning, and his goal for 2013 was 600,000, three times the business. And the way I understand is, he ended the year at 300,000 already. So basically last year, in 6 months, he doubled his business. And this year, he's again expecting to double the business to reach 600,000.
Wow. Beautiful.
So that is how you go back and identify what are the different products, what are the different services, what is the strategy. And if you go back and look at his one-page strategy plan, it is a one-page, one simple. He has two pages. One is his strategic plan for one page. And then the second page are the four metrics and what he need to do. And he says, Raj, this one page is enough. Every day morning I get up, I look at it and say, how am I going to reach those goals and start working?
You know, Raj, as you are someone who works all over the world with entrepreneurs, as you work with these entrepreneurs and small business people, what makes them so different from us? Because they seem to be accomplishing everything they are set out for. Come hell or high water, they are getting it done. What set them apart from us here in the U.S.?
I would say three things. One is they are hungry. They really want to make an impact. They want to see results for themselves, their families, whatever their mission is. That is one thing. Number two is they're willing to listen, willing to learn, and willing to use the new tools to see how it can help them. And the third part of it is persistence. They are very persistent, keep on going until they reach their goals.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful. You know, I am so happy to hear you mention those three things, because it was this past Sunday I was having a conversation with somebody. It wasn't a business conversation, but when you are in business, it is difficult to have a conversation that is totally personal and then, you know, business. So it was like overlapping. And this was one of the things I point out to this person I was having the conversation with, was that I observed that she was not willing to listen and she was not willing to learn. But even for you to go and see that it doesn't matter what our career is, it doesn't matter how successful we are, we got to learn to listen, because people who don't listen, they are no longer learning. Because
yes.
we have never arrived. Nobody has arrived so much that you cannot listen anymore. So I was happy. You pointed out that they were hungry. Hungry in all aspects of their life. They were willing to listen, to learn, and to use whatever new information that they were doing. I didn't hear you say that they are saying that somebody said it didn't work or too much people use that already. Oh, it's not going to work for me. I am this, I'm that, and the other. They went to work with it. They are willing to use it. They are willing to listen to whatever you're telling them. And the bottom line is they use it. And this is something that we can all learn here in America and apply it to whatever else we are doing.
Very well said, Daphne. I'll share one personal example. My son, he's 16 years old now, but about 2 years ago, one of the habits we have is every Sunday, I and my son watch the football game. We are a big fan of New England Patriots. And during mm-hmm. one of the games, halftime on a Sunday afternoon, my 14-year-old son says, "Dad, you have been doing Lean Six Sigma for so many years. Why should people come to you versus going to somebody else? Because you have been doing this for quite some time. What is so special about
mm-hmm.
you?"
Mm-hmm.
And if I would have just dismissed it as a 16-year-old or a 14-year-old question, I would have lost a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that prompted me to go back and say, what can I do differently to serve my customers?
Mm-hmm.
And out of that and the research following that came out a program called Business Transformation. That is a program which I offer to my bigger customers who are like 300, 400 employees.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, I have benefited over $50,000 because of that question my son asked me.
Beautiful, beautiful.
$50,000.
This is why I tell, thank you so much for sharing that, because I tell adults all the time, we don't listen enough and we need to listen, especially to young people, our little people, as I
yes.
call them. You know, I grew up and I was born and raised in Jamaica, West Indies, and I grew up in a time when we are always told that children must be seen and not heard. And especially when I'm in conversation with families from third world countries who I know, they still get into that kind of a mindset. I said, it is no longer that way. Now we need to engage the young people in conversation. I said, because especially, let us look at one single aspect of the technology that's going on now. I say, you want to be abreast of what's going on? You need to be having conversation with young people because they know what's going on there. But not only around technology, they have other brilliant ideas. You look at all the young entrepreneurs now that is coming up and they have a blog set up, or they have 5, 4, 6, 7 blogs set up. And they build these blogs to a stage where they sell them. And they're not selling them for a couple hundreds of dollars. They are making a profit on them. And a lot of them start doing it what? Into their college dorm for those who are in college and some of them who are still in high schools.
Yes.
They are doing it in their bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Are just using their downtime to convert business. And this is why I know we as adults and entrepreneurs can learn so much from those younger people. And I know you are a living, your family is a living example of that, because you are surrounded, you have 2 children and they are both brilliant entrepreneurs. And they didn't start this when they grew up. They started from an early stage. So you are smart enough to be taking their advice and consulting
mm-hmm.
with them, because guess what? You don't have to pay for it. and you are getting the best, because you're already, you pay it
yeah.
forward in allowing them to really explore what their independent ideas were. And this is the other thing, you know, parents keep telling, oh, I don't know how I'm going to pay for college. If you sit down and have the right conversation and ask the right question of your children, you probably won't have to pay for college because they already have an idea that if you start the conversation early with them, even from elementary school, if you start that conversation with them, by the time they get to college, they will have their nest egg put aside for college. I know this jewelry designer, I think she's now 10 years old in Maryland. She's also an author, and she has her own line of jewelry. She started making jewelry when she was 4 years old.
Excellent, excellent.
You know, and I mean, every day I get so excited when I see young people in business, and I spend time and I talk with them and ask them what it is they're doing, how they are doing it, and see what I can learn from them to put into my business and to help my business grow. Okay.
Daphne, I can share one more example of children.
Yes, please.
Since you already spoke about my son, he started his first business when he was 11 years old as a photographer. And in fact, we just finished discussing about his business plan for his second business, which he's planning to launch in April or May.
Oh my Lord! And so, are you privileged to say what this new business is?
Basically, it is a special solution for, again, helping small businesses.
Wow.
But I don't want to discuss more because it is his idea and he wants to go back.
Yes.
So,
and remember, I need to have them on the show to talk about what they're doing. I haven't gotten them yet. I need to pin them down. And this, for the next maybe 4 or 5 months, I really want to have a lot of young people on talking about what they are doing, because I honestly and truly, Raj, think that the young people are the ones that's going to light fire under us comfortable entrepreneurs who we have become so comfortable and complacent, you know, and nothing is going on. So we need somebody that's going to light fire underneath us. So. And I think, honestly and truly, I think it's going to be the young people.
Yes, I mean, the business plan, basically, they were planning to generate $50,000 in sales by December.
Mm-hmm.
So for a 16-year-old to generate $50,000 in the first year, that's a huge achievement.
Tell me about it. Oh, please. Tell me about it. I need to be consulting with them because there's stuff that I need to do. You know, there's things that I need to do. As I said, I think it was last week I said on the show that for years I've been digging deep and I have a solid foundation. It's time for me to erect my Eiffel Tower because I have a solid base. And this is why I've reached out and want to partner with other people and to just see how we can add value to what they're doing. So now, would you like to mention, and I know we don't have all the details together.
Yes.
But even before I ask you that question, is there any other portion of the Business Growth Alliance that you wanted me to touch on? That's part A. And part B, I don't know if you want to give some brief information about the program. I know we don't have all the pieces in place yet, but how are we going to make it available to people and that kind of thing?
So I don't have a lot of detail right now, but Daphne,
and
whoever is interested, they should contact you directly so that we will send them a detailed email in the next week or so.
Okay, great. So for those people who are interested in finding out more about the Business Growth Alliance, you can email me at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. And for those who are listening in archive, today's show is on the 30th of January. So you can still let your interest be known, and we'll get the information to you. Because I think the first, we're going to try to accommodate how many people? We're going to try to accommodate, and then we will need to start a waiting list to get everybody else onto that waiting list. So if you're interested in getting more information, I want you to send the email out to Dynamic Daphne. It's DynamicDaphne and the numeral 1@gmail.com. Or you can just inbox me here on the radio show here, blogtalkradio.com. You can send a message and say, get me out the Business Growth Alliance information, because I want to be part of the program.
Daphne, I would like to offer all the listeners one other complimentary thing.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Sure.
So basically, one of the things about entrepreneurs and business leaders is they really need to understand about emotional quotient. Also, some people refer it emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And emotional intelligence is very, very critical. This is also part of the assessment we give as part of the Business Growth Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing I'm ready to offer is generally the assessment is about $150 to $160 per person.
Mm-hmm.
But for our listeners, since this is the first time we are doing, I am going to offer, whoever is interested, they can send an email to you, and we will send them a link completely free, no cost to them at all.
Wonderful, wonderful. So
but
that's
they need
a
to
link.
Send an email to you saying that, please, I would like to take the emotional intelligence assessment.
Assessment.
Yes.
Wonderful.
So
thank you. You are so...
It is $150 savings mm-hmm. for them if they want to mm-hmm. go back and do it.
So they are already, look at that, they are already ahead of the game.
Yes.
Already ahead of the game before they even invest in themselves. Okay,
yes.
I don't know how much time you want to stay on. Have you decided on that?
No, it is pretty much closing. I have another two or three
okay.
minutes before I go.
All right, so what I want for you to do now is just to summarize what you want to leave the people with. We are going to be doing our best as soon as Raj feels better and up to it. We are going to get together to put the final touches on to make sure we get the information out to you. But in the meantime, get your email out so you can get the link to go to the emotional intelligence assessment. That is going to be no charge to you. So I want for you to just summarize what you want to leave the listeners with, Raj, please.
So the summary that I would say the listeners to think of it, is the business and hobby or really a business? If it is a hobby, you are okay if it makes profit or not. But if it is a real business, then you need to think of making profit out of it. That is one decision all of you have to think and say, how and when and by how much should I grow my business?
Mm-hmm.
Once
mm-hmm.
you are sure that you really want to grow your business, think of it and say, how much are you willing to invest learning new concepts and growing your business? And if those two things, learning new things, growing your business, are your top priority, I would sincerely go back and send an email to Daphne so that she has your email, and all the people who are interested, we will be conducting a go-to meeting sometime in the second week of February, so that now you can see some of the slides, you log mm-hmm. in, you will see a lot more Business Growth Alliance details. That
mm-hmm.
will be a completely go-to meeting. And
mm-hmm.
once you go back and send your email to Daphne, you will get the link and all the details.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
wonderful.
That will be a stage where you will go back and learn about emotional intelligence. You will learn about the program, and then you can decide with much more information if you really want to invest the time and money on this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the third advice I give people is, it doesn't matter. You come and do the Business Growth Alliance with me or find somebody else whom you like. But always keep learning, keep improving, keep growing to serve your customer better.
Wonderful, wonderful. Exactly, because we are fully aware and we know that we are not a match for everybody, and we are not going to be selfish to take your money if we know we can't help you. The important thing is that you invest in you and get the help you want. It doesn't matter who you do it with.
Yes.
If the person is not going to add value to you, the important thing is that you get help, because anybody will tell you that they are a match for you without really knowing what your needs are. They honestly and truly just want your money. So just make sure you invest in you. Know that in order for you to excel, you're going to want to give something to you.
Yes.
So I want to thank you, Raj. If there's nothing else you want to say, I want to thank you for taking time out to invest in my listeners this morning again. And I am so looking forward to be working with you. And let the two young Tedla know that I need to get them on this show. So I need to find out, you know, what's a good time for them for us to talk, because they are doing phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal things.
Thank you. Thank you.
So thank you. Be well, my friend, and take care of yourself. We don't want you to get any sicker. So thank you again for investing of time and knowledge.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, that was Mr. Radish Tedla, who is a business consultant in the transformation space. And he and I, we are going to be working on this program together. So if you are interested in getting a complimentary assessment of the emotional intelligence assessment, you need to send me an email to dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com, and we will get you the link out there for the emotional intelligence assessment, so you can get that free. And for those of you who is interested in the Business Growth Alliance, I want you to send me an email again at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com, or you can send it a message to me here on the show. And before we finish this show today, I want to remind you that if you have not yet connected with me, I want you to connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/dynamicdaphne. And also, I have some free ebook and free DVD at my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. Visit there, subscribe to my mailing list, and you will get some freebies there and some goodies. And if you have any story that you want to share, if you think it fits into the what we're doing here of the inspiration, education, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people, if you think that fits there, I want you to send me a message and let me know. Then I'll connect with you. Either my producer or myself will connect with you and to help you to find out whether or not your story is a match to what we are doing here. So again, you are listening to the A New Day Show with your host, Dynamic Daphne. And my guest was Mr. Radish Tedla, who is a business consultant. I am going to be continuing this conversation today because we are going to be talking about how to apply the principles that govern our potential in life. You heard him mention about doing the emotional intelligence assessment, and also we talk about the Business Growth Alliance. But before you can benefit from any of that, you have to understand that you must give it your all. So let's look at some of the principles that governs our potential. each and every one of us was born with potential. So once you make up your mind, you make the decision that I want to be more, I want to do better, you have to pay attention to some principles that govern these potential. So here is number one, and I'm going to do my best to go slowly so you can write these down. What God speaks to the source for what he creates. God spoke to himself when he created you, so you came from God. Now, I'm reading this to say, not to be religious, but for you to have an understanding, knowing that it doesn't matter where you are, it doesn't matter where you were born. You weren't created secondhand. You weren't created from scraps. You weren't created less than, I am inferior. No, you are not. You are created from best stocks. And once you can hold that in your mind and know that I was made with the best materials, the best materials is what I was made with, and I can be the best that I can be. So that's the first principle that you need to focus on. The second principle you need to focus on speaks about all things have the same components and essence as the source from which they came. Because you came from God, who is spirit, you are also spirit. So, you know, you get up every day and you look in the mirror, and sometimes you hear people around you say things like, I know I've heard people say, oh, you're just like your father, you're going to be a no good, you're going to be a this, you're going to be a that. But regardless of what those people are saying to you, you need to look at yourself and say, no, I am not all of those things that the person said, because it says that. All things has the same component and the essence from the source from which it came. And I came from God. And because I came from God, I am the source. I am the best. I am all that he has created me to be. So don't let anybody tell you that you are less than and you're not going to be nothing. You're not going to be the other. No, no, no. Number three, all things must be maintained by the source from which they come. You must be maintained by God. Your source apart from him will die. So listen up and listen keenly. It is important to have a relationship with God. It is important to have a relationship because we cannot do it by ourselves. You can't do it by yourself. I certainly can't do it by myself. But when we stay close to him, close to him, connected, hold hands with him, we can get all that we deserve to get. We don't want to die, so we want to stay close to him, strengthened by him. The potential of all things is related to the source from which it came. Your potential is related to God's potential. So when you look and you look on the beautiful universe, we are part of this earth, and you look on it and you see all the beauty that is around us. And you look on yourself and you say, oh, I'm a nobody. I'm not doing anything. You know that's not true. Because if you are from God's potential and you are related to his potential, and you look on all the things that he surrounds you with, the plants, it doesn't matter what season of the year it is, you can look around and you see all the beauty in the fall. You see the beauty of the foliage. You see the winter snow. Whatever it is, you know that you too can tap into your greatness that God has called you into doing. And you can always give your best that you are called to give. Everything in life has the ability to fulfill its potential. God built into you the ability to fulfill your potential. Everything that we need is already on the inside of us. We are not lacking anything. Everything is already on the inside, and we need to tap into that and just take full advantage of that. Ladies and gentlemen, you are not lacking anything. Everything that you need is on the inside of you. You just need to tap in, you just need to dig deep and to really hone into that which is inside. Potential is determined and revealed by the demands placed on it by its creator. God reveals what he created you to do by placing demands on you. You are capable of doing everything God asks of you. So, God would not ask you to do anything that he knows you are not capable of doing. So, pay attention. Know that whatever you're called to do, so long as you have a plan in action, and listen up. Because if he calls you forward to do that, he's going to supply the needs. And because all the needs are already inside of you, he is going to be showing you where inside of you to connect. Every time it's needed, it's like opening the toolbox and everything you need. It's a screwdriver, it's a spanner. Whatever you need is right there. You just need to take it up and use what it is you want to use from that. Keys to releasing your potential. You must know your source. Who is your source? God is your source. It's not about religion, ladies and gentlemen. It's about the relationship that we have with him. God is our only source. It doesn't matter how dark it seems. It doesn't matter if everything around you is in turmoil, it does not matter. Every day you get up, you must hold on and maintain knowing that God is my source. Under tears, during pain, during laughter, hold on to the fact that God is your source. You must understand how you were designed to function. God designs you to operate by faith. What is faith? Faith is believing that those things that you are looking for is going to come. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what people tell you. If you have the faith, you know that everything is going to be all right. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I know it will be. And I tell you, this is my life story. People tell me often that I have the strongest faith ever. I have the strongest faith ever, they tell me. And it's because of all the adversities and everything that I have gone through that I can look and I said, I have been there, that has happened to me, and God has carried me through. So I want to be thankful for that, knowing that I am connected to my God, that he understands how he designs me, and so long as I have faith and operate in that faith, my design is going to work the way that it was created to work. You must know your purpose. God created you to express his image, to enjoy fellowship with him to dominate the earth, to bear fruit, and to reproduce yourself. Now, reproducing yourself, dominating the earth, bearing fruit, can come in different ways. For example, let's look at the program we spoke about earlier on, the Business Growth Alliance. And that can be a system that helps you and I to dominate the earth. You heard the story that happened with the gentleman in Dubai. And you heard him mention the gentleman growing his business from a few thousand dollars to a few hundred dollars to a great number. So the same thing can happen for you and I, so long as we have clarity and understanding why and how we are designed. We can also bear fruit, and we can also reproduce ourselves, not through cloning, but we can do that by mentoring and coaching others. Mentoring and coaching others. We have the ability to pay it forward, and one of the ways that we do this is through mentoring others and coaching others. Now, we are living in a time when there is so much knowledge and everything that is out there for us to get. And we don't have to reinvent the wheel or recreate the wheel. We can tap into other resources that are there for us through mentoring or coaching. And even from a distance, because sometimes there are people who we admire their work, we read their books, we listen to their tapes and DVDs, we just admire them from a distance, and we oftentimes refer to them as mentor and role model from a distance, because their books and their information and their material is what we operate on daily. Every day, we do that daily. And we find that we get a lot of benefits and advantage from that. You must understand your resources. God has given you resources of spirit, body, soul, time, and material things. Yes, He does. And we must take the time to really tap in and horn in with that. Don't take pride and really lose out from getting all of those things. We must utilize all the resources that God has given us. You know, if we are quiet enough, each and every day we devoted a certain amount of time, our spirits will guide us. The Holy Spirit guides us and speaks to us. But in order for that to happen, we need to be still. We also need to understand God's timing. God's timing, it's not our timing. You know? So we got to know that when we are ready, that doesn't mean God is ready. So we got to be patient and know that, listen, I'm being patient, God, and I know that You are going to see me through. When Your time is right, then I'm going to be ready to, I'm going to be open to receiving that. And I apologize for the times when I have been operating as if it is in my control, because it really is not in my control. You must have the right environment. God created you to live with Him in a relationship of fellowship and obedience. that is established and maintained by His presence, assurance, guidance, and direction. So again, this is just saying that you need to pay attention. Don't be so busy, 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 going busy, busy this. You're just so busy. Busy but not effective. So know that you're not going to sit down and twirl your thumbs. However, you must be quiet so you can get all the information that is needed. Be quiet. There are lots of times when in the quiet of your time, whether it's meditation or praying or journaling or whatever it is that you're doing, you will get some insights that you didn't think about, you didn't know about. And you say, oh my God, if only I knew, I would have this and I would have that. And know that each time that you get a revelation, each time that you get an insight, that's the time that it was meant to come to you. Because if you had gotten it before, you would not know how to embrace it. You would not know how to use that. So just in all aspects of what you do, be patient in everything that you do. You must work out your potential. Work is God's blessing to challenge and expose your potential. It is important that you concentrate on your potential, your gifts, and your talents. Don't compare yourself to others because we're all unique. And we are encouraged to operate from our authenticity. It is important that we stay focused. Like I like to say, keep your eyes on the prize and keep your sights on that which you were called for. So I want to. We have 27 minutes remaining. And I want to read something for you from one of my favorite authors, Dr. Miles Monroe. I don't know that I'll be able to finish this. However, it is something that is very good and insightful. So I want to read it. The title is The Enemies of Potential. Your ability is your responsibility. The cyclist arose early the next day of the journey. By noon, they were well on their way to complete the first leg of their cross-continent trip. As they fell into bed that night, exhaustion and acceleration veered for attention. The day has given them the exciting taste of the joy that lay ahead. It had also warned them that much hard work lay between them and their intended destination. The next morning, they woke to blisters, sore muscles, and a spectacular sunrise. Amid groans, teasing, and words of encouragement, they prepared to break camp and to begin riding. To their chagrin, however, 2 of the 10 cyclists had flat tires. Repairing the flats delayed their starting by an hour, and more so that the heat of the day was upon them when they hit the road. The evening, as they set up camp, anxiety and discouragement overshadowed the exhilaration of the night before. First, the bikers had been soaked by a late afternoon downpour. Then the campfire was difficult to share because wood was scarce and that they found was wet. Finally, one cyclist discovered that a strap on his pack was nearly torn through, and another realized that his canteen was missing from his gear. As they huddled in their sleeping bags on the damp ground, each hoped the next day would be better. Dawn was just beginning to light the sky when an angry shout broke the silence. An early riser had wakened to find the content of his pack stew all over the ground. Something or someone had gotten in during the night. The other quickly checked their packs, only to find that some of their food was missing too. Although no one voiced the thought, more than one cyclist wondered if someone was trying to stop them from finishing their journey. It was a silent, troubled ground that mounted their bikes that third morning. Our lives are not unlike this cross-continent cycle trip. When we come back to God and begin to glimpse and act on this, on His plans and purposes for our lives, we become excited and we anticipate the joy and the surprises that lay ahead. As we meet obstacles and discover the perseverance and hard work that will be required for us to fulfill our God-given potential, our enthusiasm often wanes and boredom and disillusionment set in. Then, like the cyclists, we must simply stay with the journey in spite of the hardships and the discouraging situations and events that plague us. Even as a pregnancy is no guarantee to the birth of a healthy child, so beginning a journey does not ensure that it will be finished. Vision can be aborted. The world is proficient at aborting potential. Not only will it do nothing to help you reveal and use the hidden you, it most likely will discourage you by measuring your effort against its standard for success, standards to make, because the world doesn't know what true success is. Beware of these standards and the disparaging words of those who live by them, because if you let them, they will undermine your journey. The tragedy strikes as success dies in failure. Hope dies in despair, and visions die in absence of confidence. This abortion of potential breaks the heart of God. Tragedy strikes when success dies in failure. Hope dies in despair, and vision die in the absence of confidence. You are responsible to release your potential. No one else can or will do it for you. Releasing some potential, however, does not mean that you will release all your potential. Redeeming all your potential requires that you protect your potential, cultivate your potential, share your potentials, and discover the and obey the laws of limitation regarding your potential. These are the keys to maximizing your potential. You can work hard to achieve a dream, but if you do not protect it, cultivate it, share it, and act with God's standards and detectives, you will lose it. This loss occurs because knowing God's requirement and fulfilling them for every different experience, one is information, the other action. Many times that should have been doesn't happen because somewhere between the dream and its completion, our great aspirations are trampled and destroyed. This is the work of the destroyer. The enemy of potential. When God places man in the garden, he commanded them to work the garden and take care of it. The King James Version of the Bible says that man has a hit to till and keep the garden, while today's English version reigns to man to responsible of cultivating and guarding the garden. The requirements of God is given to man before he breaks fellowship with God through the disobedience. Man is in his ideal environment, being filled with God's power and anointing, living in perfect holiness and purity, and enjoying God's fellowship and presence. Thus, this commandment implies that something or someone was waiting to take or attack you. What man had given to keep, the scriptures warn us of this thief. Jesus, I'm the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it more fully. Satan is our enemy. He wants to destroy the power of God within us, so that God's glory is not revealed in us. He who was thrown out of heaven to earth, where he led the whole earth astray, is out to remove us from the one who is our life and our salvation. He's out to destroy all he could, because before he knows that those who become rerooted in God have the ability to act like God, showing his nature and likeness. Consequently, Satan comes as a thief to deal some potential because he cannot boldly challenge God's power within us. Our outward container, which is our body, reveals nothing of the treasure inside us. This all-surpassing treasure is God's power and wisdom. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He fills Zion with justice and righteousness. He will be the sure foundation of our times, a rich store of salvation, and a wisdom and knowledge. The fear of God is the key to this treasure. In other words, the key of releasing God's power within you is re-reverencing him, which is living with God in the relationships of obedience and submission. You are filled with heavenly wisdom, but you have to follow God's program to benefit from it. Jesus spoke of this need to live in relationship with God when he said, remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain divine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given unto you. No wonder Satan tries to steal our potential. He fears God's power within us because it is greater than he is. Therefore, our dreams, plans, and ideas are targets of his civil force. The minute we have a good idea, the deceiver will send someone to criticize our dream because he cannot permit us to accomplish our vision. As long as we are only dreaming, he is safe and he will let us alone. When we begin to act on our dream, he will hit us full force. Our dreams, plans, and ideas are targets for Satan's force. Yes, I pray that this has helped you to understand about some of the things you need to do to just hone into your potential, to help you to release your potential. There are certain principles that govern us walking in our true calling and purpose. So just be encouraged, knowing that there are resources out there for you. keys to maximizing your potential. You must guard and protect your potential. You must cultivate and feed your potential. You must understand and obey the laws of limitation that governs your potential. You must share your potential. So don't keep it alone. Don't hoard it. I mean, like, people hoard their gifts and talents and their potential, just like how people hoard other things. And what happened is that it begins to accumulate clutter. So just give away your potential. Give it away. You know, find someone who you can invest in, someone who you can mentor, someone who you can encourage. So just do that. Do not hoard it. Do not keep it away. Do not isolate it. And there got to be someone that you can bless. There's always someone who you can bless and encourage, and just share with them. And remember, if you are interested in getting more information about the Business Growth Alliance, just send me an email to dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. If you want the link to the emotional intelligence assessment, which is $150 free gift that you're getting, if you want to get access to that, I want you to send the link. Send an email to me at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com, and we'll send you the link to get that, get access to that. So again, I encourage you to connect with me on LinkedIn, Daphne Clark Hudson. Follow me on Twitter at Twitter at dynamicdaphne.com. On Facebook, I am facebook.com/dynamicdaphne. And if you are not yet have not yet subscribed to my webpage, I encourage you to subscribe at DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. There are some freebies there for you that you can get. So just go there, get free DVD, you get free ebooks, you get a free empowerment guide. So just go there, subscribe. I look forward to seeing you. And I encourage you to spread this link with someone that you know that will benefit. We are here every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to 12 noon Eastern. And we ask that you share this link with someone. I know that someone will benefit, and we look forward to serving you through our Business Growth Alliance, Business Growth Alliance system. So you email to get the link for the Emotional Intelligence Assessment. It's a free to you. You don't have to pay anything, although it ranges between $150 and $160. You get to take it for free, so long as you indicate your interest in the Business Growth Alliance. We'll send you the link for that. And I am so excited about this program and working alongside with Mr. Radish Tedler to give this information to you. And again, just connect up with me there. If you know anybody who is having a passionate story that they want to share, give them the email. Let them email me. I will connect with them. Either my producer or myself will connect with them and get their get the story to see whether or not they are a match for the show. Again, I invite you to join me on Sunday night at 7 p.m. and next Wednesday morning at 10 again. I am so super excited and hope that you are just enjoying this beautiful weather that we are having. And I look forward to seeing you again, or for hearing you join me on Sunday night when we'll have somebody to share their story. And again, here on Wednesday, my goal is to feature a number for the next 3 or 4 months to just feature, I like to call them junior entrepreneurs. It's young people who are really making a wave in the entrepreneurial arena. So if you know any child or young person who has a business that they're doing, I would like to talk to them on this show. So again, I am very excited. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the show this morning. And I thank my honored guest, Mr. Radish Tedler, for coming on and sharing into investing with you. And again, I want to remind you that you're called for a destiny and that you should not allow anyone to, no one to get you derailed off. This is your host, Dynamic Daphne, saying have a fabulous, fabulous day.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
strong, God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.